right. Welcome to the Sunday spread.
Welcome. Welcome. It's been a while.
I made a glamorous spread for us because it's been a while.
Let's hear it.
You want to hear what's in it? Okay.
Sure.
So we have a little bit of breakfast going on because I love making my breakfast on Sundays. We have
Yeah.
some scrambled eggs, bacon, a bagel thin. And then we have on the board some meat and cheese, cracker option, tortilla chip option, some sliced peppers, fruit salad, Marlo's, of course. And I woke up this morning and made bruschetta. Is that
Ooh,
a pepper, I see?
that's a pepper. I wanted to show you. I also have pepper.
All right, tell me what's on your end. We're in
Well, first
separate
of all,
places tonight.
yours sounds delectable. You have it all. You have it all genres going on it. Wow, I love it.
You know, we did nutrition, so we have the food groups. We do
Yeah,
nutrition.
I would say I also have some good food groups here. I had plans on making deviled eggs because I saw them on TikTok and I wanted them, but then I started chopping up the egg whites just out of instinct. So I made egg salad with a pickle.
Yep, yummy.
Sure. With
Same.
crackers, but I don't really care for it with crackers. I have blueberries and blackberries because it's important to eat purple produce. It's important because
Is
it's
it?
yes, my mom says so. She's on a purple sweet potato kick. I don't actually think they're sweet potatoes. I think they're just regular potatoes. I'm making things up. She's on a purple
Purple.
potato kick. She saw something about it makes you live longer, so we are eating purple things.
Adding purple in.
My choice, obviously, blueberries, blackberries. I made
Yummy.
blueberry blackberry jam last week. Okay.
You're in your making jam era.
In my making a jam era, I'm in my, that's what it is. I'm in my
I
making
need to
jam.
sample it. You're in
Wait,
your
we have jam here. I make jam. I,
what?
so.
And maybe soon we're going to be solving a jam. So this is all the jams. Okay. What a
Wow.
great thing. Again, oh, announcement we should have made a while ago. Being the Sunday spread, being that we have these spreads, of course.
Yes.
If there's an occasional sip of the iced coffee, the straw, a little clank, clank,
Some ice.
it's okay. If I need to take a bite, I'll pull away. But if we hear a little nibble, there we
Okay.
can only be so strong. So eat away. Join us in the Sunday
Yeah.
spread.
Have a snack with us. Have a spread with us because we got it.
You ready to move in?
We're ready to move in.
All right, talking about some tea.
Oh, wait. I actually would love to look at. I would love to look at a note. Okay.
Pause, pause.
No, I don't think I need to pause. I
No,
got
you think we're
them.
good?
I had them out already. Boom, I'm in.
My notes are up.
My notes are up to now. Now they.
No. Okay, old news.
Yes.
I don't even think we need to talk about it. Old news. Love is Blind. I just want to know, did you watch?
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I watched. I did not watch the last reunion. So let me hear your
There
take.
was
No, as in I watched everything up to the reunion. That's on me.
Well, guess what? The reunion could have given so much more. There is so many. It was honestly, the reunion was just about Sarah Ann, dumbass. No offense to Sarah Ann, but all the offense as well.
Sarah Ann is the one in the
Prom
with
dress.
Jeremy and Laura.
Yeah.
Oh,
Doesn't vote for
yeah,
women,
no.
votes her.
You know, we support women, obviously, but we don't love that quality,
I don't
right?
like Mr.
Like,
Steal Your Girl. I don't like Mr. Steal Your Girl mentality. Don't go after
no.
someone else's.
I'm sorry if they're taken. Let's just be a little bit more respectful, especially when,
Conversation.
like, ma'am, this is on TV. Like, we're okay. Old news, though. I'm good to one thing I do want to as a takeaway, and I feel this way every time after I watch it because, of course, I continue to watch these as a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Love is blind. I think it is, honestly. I think it can be, but marriage is not blind, and marriage should not be blind, right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
So
do.
that's how I feel. Like, it's okay if we meet and we date, I'm all for that kind of show. But the marriage to me, marriage is not blind.
Yeah, but the stoop, I'm sorry, no offense to the people that like, no, marriage isn't blind, but the people that take it to the altar when they know that they're gonna say no, wrong show. Wrong show. Get out of here.
I almost felt there was a push to do that, though, from production.
Oh,
Like, you're
probably.
gonna, you know, regardless, we're gonna get there. Less this season, but I felt that way in the past. When we were watching like five, six weddings, I'm like, at least it was just the two weddings, if I'm correct.
Right.
Right? Okay. What else? What do you have for me?
T-wise?
Let's see. Anything piping?
I mean, what's piping? I don't know if we want to talk about this or else I don't know, but Kate Middleton.
I was hoping you would give your take, or else we will consult out on this, but for sure, I want to
I'm
hear.
sure in my stance that I do not believe it's a cancer diagnosis. I don't believe any of this nonsense. I believe that if she truly has been ill this long, that her husband and her loving, doting tribe of whatever they are, of a patriarch and monarch, whatever, would be supporting her along the way and expressing why she needs her privacy and giving her love, their love and whatever. There was like headlines about William saying stupid things about her months ago.
Marriage questions.
Marriage issues. Oh, and now you have cancer?
And yeah, almost, you're right, almost the opposite of what was in the press. That's bad.
It's bad. And also, can you imagine? I feel like when you're married into that area, like, you're not protected by anyone, clearly. Look at everyone else that has not been protected. They made her go out with this announcement on her own in a video on a press release like that. Like, I wouldn't be, if I was famous, that would be, that would be gut-wrenching and awfully tough to do, to share that with the world. And to, like, they didn't even have, like, her family beside her. What? I feel like they iced her out. I believe it's probably AI, honestly, at this point.
Oh, there was rumors about AI with the picture. You heard about this, the one picture that was put out that they said there was some components of it that were too edited. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, this whole thing just smells fishy. I don't know in what direction, but I definitely agree with you that we're going to have to stay tuned on this. Although, you know, respect privacy, whatever. We respect the privacy, but
I would rather have them stay private at this point, because I think this is a load of baloney.
Yeah. Okay, good. So let's stay tuned on this. I want to also talk about what I'm watching. This is not new, but I started watching The Bear on Hulu.
With Jeremy Allen, what's his face?
Yeah, you know, the photo shoot man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The photo shoot man, which I'm not going to lie, did that inspire me to start watching the show? It certainly did.
Do you know why I'm not watching it? Because I'm insane. You know that I'm insane when it comes to shows, right? Like, I take it too emotional with everything. I think because, like chefs are, like, they're how they're wired or whatever. And then to know that, like, he's actually, like, a raging alcoholic in real life, like, shows you that, like, this isn't so far off from his truth. And playing that part, I'm like,
wait, I don't know if I knew that.
Like, how to have, like, all supervised visits with his children, which he abided by because, whatever, yeah, Google it. He was, a terrible, well, I guess, still.
We're backtracking this, but I completely believe you, but let's go.
Oh my god, and now he's with Rosalia, which, I mean, he's hot, she's hot, good for them,
right? Oh, had terrible low lows amid
this is as recent as like November.
Wait, I see this. Okay, well,
agrees to alcohol testing.
Jeez, and I'm like, is that real? Are we to fact check? Okay, so the fact is checked.
That's why I didn't watch it, because when, you know, working in restaurants, chefs are woo.
Okay, so maybe this was a, really what I was thinking is, like, I need samples as I'm watching. Like, it's not hitting as hard because I need, like, a watch an episode, a little sample. Because some of the stuff is so out of my realm that I can't even fathom what that would be.
That's how I felt the whole time watching Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. Actually, this is the modern day Ratatouille.
You're right. Instead of a mouse, it's a bear, right?
And you know what? We love animals.
We love animals. Maybe I should watch it.
So The Bear. Well, stay tuned. I just started season 2. So far, I like it. It's a good couple show because the boys can also get into it.
Well, wait a second. I have something just to bumble right over what you're saying. I started a new show, and it happens to be a book that I read last summer.
Okay, go on. What is it?
It's on Peacock. It's called Apples Never Fall.
Heard of it. Never saw it.
Well, I read the book. So good. The book was so good. Then watching this, there's a couple of changes and tweaks in the show, but I like the direction it's going. And so far, I like it. And also, remember how we talked about your man, your Gabe Parker? Remember way back when was Dave Franco?
Of course.
I got a notification from you.
Oh, you know, a little editing in the app. So stay tuned for next week. Hi, man. Now I'm paying attention to Dave Franco.
His wife is in it. He manifested this because
he manifested her.
And now she's in the show. That I watched, the book that I read, the girl that we talked about is in this show about the book that I read, okay? Started watching it the same day I booked a flight to Fort Lauderdale. Guess where I bought the book?
Fort Lauderdale.
Guess who wasn't supposed to land in Fort Lauderdale last year because I was going to freaking West Palm Beach? Me. But my flight was redirected to Fort Lauderdale. They let us get off the plane. So I got off the plane for 15 seconds. I grabbed a book and checks mix and I ran back on.
It was a random grab.
Random grab.
The book.
And that's when I started my Reese's Book Club phenomena, because that's what's one of them.
Chills.
The world is interconnected. I'm far away.
I was like, are you a psychic? Yes. Well, so she's going to be cast as Hani in our book. So now we'll put that out there for her. And I'm okay with supporting my man. So that's a great, I might have to either start watching and or we can consider doing a book. If I have spare time, I might read the book. But we'll see. Love that a lot. The last thing I need to talk about show wise, and then we need to move on because we're like just sitting here vegging Joe's, but we love that.
Okay.
One Day. Did you watch?
No.
Did you, what do you know about it?
I know it's based on like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or it is the movie. I don't know. I don't know much about it.
I don't know if it's based on, but everybody, like my mom, my aunt, so that generation keeps saying One Day with Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
So maybe it is concept. I have not watched that, so I can't compare, but I can tell you, not only is it like, it's my perfect show. It is, okay. I am also very emotional, but I like to live in those emotions through like a TV show or a song or a thought. You know how I am.
You're good.
I have to, because then I feel like I don't have to do it as much in my real life. I can feel it there and I don't need to look for it in here. We're good. We can be happy, but I like to do it there. So concept, and honestly, I'm probably going to, I don't think I'm going to spoil it because if you want to watch it, but I'm definitely going to just talk about,
spoilers. I love spoilers personally.
Yeah, it starts off the dynamic between the leads in One Day, which, you know what, let me quick fact check who they are. Definitely recognize the guy, the girl. I don't know if this is like, her first big thing, but I could be wrong. Let me see. One Day cast is Leo Woodall. Doesn't sound familiar to me necessarily, but you see who he is.
I've seen people talk about him on TikTok. Now I know where he's coming from.
And then I'm going to need Ambika Mod, unless that's not the pronunciation. She plays the lead. I could not love a personality more than her in the show. It's worth watching the show just to see her personality, because like I'm in love with it. And like, you know, it's just special. Point of it is it takes place one day every single year. So instead of watching a relationship between two people or a group of people over a couple months or a year or 2 years, you're seeing a relationship one day a year from like 1986 or something through 2000 and something. So you're talking like 15, 20 years you end up seeing these people. Although don't fact check my math, could be like 10 years. But you're seeing the different trends, you know, the styles. And it happens to take place July 15th, which is the day after my birthday.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And I think it's called St. Smitherin's Day. It just so happens to be. It's a day probably more popular in Europe because it's a Euro-based show. And they say that day determines what the weather is going to be like for the rest of the summer. Is it, if it's cloudy and rainy, it's going to be a cloudy rest of the year. If it's sunny and beautiful. So somewhat of a Punxsutawney Phil connection.
Punxsutawney. Oh my goodness. He comes in every week. I love him.
Shout out. And you come to find out that there's another significance to that day, which is it's the day that one of them eventually passes away. And they say, you'll never know this day, but what a significance to you. You know your birthday, you celebrate it every year. You have no idea what day that's going to be. And that really resonates with me. I knew you would really appreciate that too. I know. It's like,
that's tough. I think about that a lot, honestly.
I think I'm going to take a sip. My eyes are getting a little teary.
I know. Yeah. It's tough. It's tough to think about.
So think.
That's weird.
What we have similar is, and we don't really look at these for other reasons, but we have the snap memories. So it made me think of when we click through this day in the years. And there are times I avoid that for personal issues. You know, I don't need to look back and remember all of my past, but live your life like, you know, God forbid you were to go back through this. You wouldn't want to see a day that you're like, oh shoot, that's not, I wasn't happy that day, or I wasn't. So just trying to find something. Well, good.
Yeah. And I feel like I like that message, and maybe I am in a place of more accepting of that message now. I feel like when I was in a rut, I was like, well, how can I be happy when I'm this unhappy, but things are about to change. So,
and it glimmers. It's, I really, really believe that was on my vision board. I don't know if we spoke about that the first week, but just finding one thing, let's just say that day you were recorded from start to finish, at least there'd be one piece of like a meal you made or a thing you did. That was a friend you hung out with. Cause there were some years they hung out, the friends, and other years they didn't hang out and you just saw their individual lives, but really, really, really good. Not so much tea there, but you know, some mental health moments. Our opening can also be just an introduction. Anything else that's come up? It's March Madness.
Right.
Does that mean absolutely anything to you, March Madness?
I like think I'm in a bracket at work, but I'm resigning, so
yeah, well, cheers to that. But brackets.
Yeah. I do. I mean, like, my roommate in college was a huge fan. So I have awareness of March Madness.
Yeah, I think I know how. Yeah. Bug girl.
Yeah.
Love bug. Shout out,
oh,
love bug.
Yeah. Shout out, Salem World. But yeah, unfortunately, doesn't mean much to me.
Also, we love her. Not no bug girl, as in a just
like. Oh, no. That's a compliment to her.
No shame. I hope that you hear this and
yeah.
You're loving.
Please, maybe one of our listen. I need to give her just one.
So
nudge. Be our top listener. Yeah.
So shout out.
Shout out.
So she okay was and I did not know that about her, but obviously you love her, you love me. There's got to be similarities. I love basketball, but should I be offended that no one asked me to do a bracket? Like, is that normal? Hey,
I'm offended for you. I'll talk to someone. Who do you mean to talk to?
Well, like any of my friends. What are we doing? You're texting me like I played basketball.
You are, as far as I know, you're my basketball coach. Whenever my team need a coach, I'll shout out you.
So people that didn't ask their friend, you know, ask your friends to do a bracket. Maybe I would have loved to do a bracket. So
well, how about this? Next year, you're going to be one step ahead of the game. You'd put ones together and somehow you're pocketing half the money. All right.
I'm the commissioner and there's 10% to me at least.
10% to me.
So I know. That's what I'm going to make a note for next year is don't wait for someone to ask you, make a bracket.
Yeah.
And I might do that. Me and Jamie are starting our own bracket for buying lunch and first round of drinks.
Yes. So, yes. We'll give them incentive.
Wait, that would be fun because we could share our little updates on here. So brackets being made after this episode.
Yep. Watch out.
Watch out. Spring is here. Spring is here. Spring is here. Do you talk? Me singing to my kids every spring song in the book. Outfit. We're going to get a consult on spring fashion. Maybe not this week. I'm thinking next week we will have our fashion consultant. OP. Yeah. So OP. She's coming in next week.
OP's opinion. I love that.
OP's opinion.
OP's opinion.
Open that mouth. Opinion.
Open that mouth, OP. Give me your.
Let's go.
Open that
okay,
mouth.
Okay. So yeah, next week, big announcement. OP's
forward
opinion.
OP.
It's OP. Because, yeah, I decided the fashion, like, I mean, I give it all a go, but she's even going to, she inspires me, so why shouldn't she inspire you, our listeners, everybody?
Please.
So I love it.
It's a trickle-down effect. I'm inspired by you. You're inspired by her.
Yeah. Try the trends. That's how I am. All right, jams. So entering the jam segment, get ready to pump up the jam. Am I going to get in trouble for singing that?
Pump up the strawberry jam.
I'm always risking it with the music.
There you go.
This is not an original content, in case you thought. Pump up the jam.
I actually have a jam right now. Have you taken a bite of any food?
Oh, bite break.
Yeah.
Oh, I also told you bacon. And also there's cream cheese on the bacon that just happened to be there, but I'm not mad about it.
Not mad about it. I've been munching. My jam is, I don't know what I'm eating these days.
Explain.
I have been simply too tired to eat, to cook meals. And I just, like, literally have been eating crap. So.
When I do that, I try to do more, like, easy, light meals for dinner. Like, I'm big on eggs for dinner if I'm, like, not in the mood to make something that's lasting. But, yeah, making pasta. Oh, I have something.
What?
I'm not a gatekeeper, right? Because I want other people to succeed. This was something so good, I almost wanted to keep it in my back pocket. What? Which is not nice.
What are you telling me?
My boyfriend. Do I just say Justin? Sounds so weird to say my boyfriend.
I think Justin's fine.
Yeah. So Justin, my partner in crime. Truly my partner in crime. He was at the gym and he has this one client. He's a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Who he trains in the morning and he gives him all these things. He'll give him peanut butter cookies. He'll give him... he'll give him, yeah.
What was the second one? What was the second one I spoke over you?
A Venmo, a quick little Venmo.
Sure.
In addition to, you know, obviously he pays his.
Yeah. Rate.
the jam, not even the jam, my jam of my ethical debate.
If my first client gave me peanut butter cookies, I'd just cancel the rest of the day and be like, I'm going home with these.
You don't even know, because they're not just peanut butter cookies. They are, I'm not joking, the most delicious consistency, where it's like a little bit hard on the outside, but that like still nice and gooey on the inside. Peanut butter cookie with the thumbprint on top. And it gives them about 150 of them.
Amazing.
So again, very nice, generous guy. He trains. He brought in the other day a box of, it's called Skinny Pasta. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's called Skinny Pasta. Not to be confused with Skinny Girl Margarita.
One thing is Skinny Pop Popcorn.
Not to be confused with Skinny Pop Popcorn. Skinny Pasta. It is made of, I need to fact check this, some sort of, I want to say Asian plant. Skinny Pasta.
Cognac.
Ooh.
I can't be how you say it. Cognac.
Oh yeah, cognac. Don't worry about the pronunciation on that. Sorry, that's not correct. But yes, it's an ancient root vegetable that is naturally low calorie, zero net carbs. Okay, that sounds like a joke. We're talking about pasta here. It's 9 calories.
Cognac.
Per bag. Cognac. You heard that right. 9 calories per bag.
Oh my God. Is it tasty?
So I am good with substitutions. We're like, I'm not the kind of person. My mother's the kind of person. She always says, I'd rather have less of it. I'm not replacing it with part skim. She's very much like, no way. Low fat ice cream. No, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm the opposite. I'm like, oh, I can have 3 servings of this and it'd be less calories.
Yeah, right. I feel that.
Yeah. I need, because I'm a hungry girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this I made twice this week and I didn't even feel guilty about it because we're talking 9 calories. I made it once with a red sauce for chicken parm. Mm-hmm. Loved it. I got the angel hair one. There's angel hair. There's fettuccine. I don't know if there's short pastas. I think it might just be long, but I could be wrong. Made it with chicken parm. Absolutely delicious. And then made it with shrimp scampi on my meatless Friday. Delicious.
Wow.
They have it at, I want to say, BJ's, Target, Amazon, our future sponsors.
I'm looking at, yeah, right. Shout out, guys. Everyone listen up.
So guys, just answer our emails.
Yeah.
It is worth trying. A little bit pricey. You know, we're used to paying like $1, $2 for a bag of pasta, right? Well, post-COVID.
It's like 23 for a pack of 6. I mean, I'm splurging left and right these days, so who gives a fuck?
Also, a splurge I think that we're all, hope you can be willing to make for the health benefits.
You know what? But my problem right now, as of recently, I've always been like a fine with the chickpea pasta type of girl. But recently, I'm just wanting my pasta. Like, I'm just wanting.
Oh, no. Good point. I'm not okay with the chickpea one. I really don't like it. The chickpea pasta, I'm very picky with because I do think it tastes very like grainy and starchy and just doesn't taste like pasta. Give this one a go because I think it could maybe not replace it, but you can start using that in meals and saving your pasta for when you need that pasta Sunday.
All right. I'm open to it.
My jam was sharing that information, which is not a jam because obviously I'm not going to keep that stuff from you guys.
Well, thank you for sharing.
I wanted an update on your other jam before you share a jam. Update on your puppy jam.
Oh, my puppy jam is still a jam because my friends from work who has become, I'm leaving this job. She's now my best friend because she's who she is. She has some good insight and she kind of says sometimes maybe what like people wouldn't say because she was like, when I was talking about a dog, she was kind of making a face of like disgust. And like, I know you're thinking that's crazy, but like, right. Like if I want to go to happy hour after work, if I want to do something, I live by myself. I can't rely on anyone else to let this dog out. I'm also single, so I can't ask many people for favors. So it's me against whatever, and I'm really trying to build a social life right now because I haven't had one for years, and if it's going to impede on that and I can't, my parents aren't signing on to be co-parents, then I think it's going to have to be pushed more onto the radar. I think maybe when I'm in a relationship or just at a different point, I will be ready. I still want one. My uncle is still saying the offer is on the table to get me one, but
maybe not the right time.
I don't know if it's the right time.
I also think that's okay because you're trying to be responsible and you're trying to think ahead, which is important. Let's just say we reevaluate this. Not everything has to be, but for right now, we'll put it to bed until you're sure you think it's the decision for you, or at least more like 90% confident
mm-hmm.
in that.
Yeah.
So the jam. This one was a deep jam that came to me, and I'm trying to take jams from even people that I see around me and share with you guys so that it's not just about me and my life and my problems or you. Right. And, you know, although we love that too, but even like listeners, write in your jams and we would love to help you get out of that jam. Fixing jams left and right. I'm fixing jams left and right. Let us help you. Right. This is so broad. I wonder what kind of day I was having when I wrote this down, because it says generational differences. The way we view the world based on so many differences.
I have a perfect example. I am leaving the New York State teacher retirement system this week. I am turning it in. I'm not taking my money out of it, but I only worked in it for a year. And let me tell you something. I am being side-eyed, looked at cockeyed. People think that I am signing my life away walking away from this. And my theory is I need to survive right now. I need to save money right now. I'm walking into something that's going to allow me to do that. And who even knows if I'll be alive for my fucking retirement? Mm-hmm. Hope I am. I plan. Listen, my grandma's 88. She's kicking. I have a red wine, olive oil diet, just like she did. So I'm sure I'm going to be just as good. However, right. You can't live life banking on that. I mean, you can. And if you do, but mentally right now, I can't. So
I think you're hitting the nail on the head is right now. You're right not going to make this, you know, going forward, that could become, you know, of a concern to you, and or maybe not with the New York State retirement system. Maybe it is with a private or an investment or whatever you're able to do. We're not saying don't plan for your future, but the fact that some people weigh that very differently depending on.
You'd rather suffer for their future than live in the right now and hope that getting better puts you in a position that you're able to again focus on that.
Yeah. So along those same lines, when you speak to like a family member or something about your future, your job, your things like that, very important things.
Yeah.
The way that they view the world is so different. And that's why I wrote that down, because we were even talking about apartments and looking for places to live. I was speaking with some of my friends about it. And when our parents here were looking to move into certain areas, the only areas that are affordable at this moment or relatively affordable. We live on Long Island where, you know, very, make sure you get
where,
that in.
All. Where in Nassau County, did you see the median household is about $750,000? The median price for a family home is 750 grand.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, and that to me is, it's just not possible right now. There's just no way. I don't even know when there will be a time. And I really do think their numbers, and I know this is beaten over the head, the for lack of a better word, people, our parents bought a house at $100,000-$200,000 here, and now look at their situations. They have many things have worked in their favor in the housing market by this time. Mm-hmm. We're never going to see that, obviously. But then to take it a step further and say things about the areas that we're looking at, oh, is that safe? Oh, I don't want you living there, quote unquote. It just is such a generational difference right now that they can't understand. Huh? Or maybe they can understand, but then it doesn't necessarily feel like that when we have these conversations all the time, right?
No. I mean, they talk with the knowledge of the life that they came from, and they don't understand that, like, I don't want to sound awful, but like I said this to my mom, we don't get to have the hopes and expectations that you guys did. Because, like, they're out of reach. Like, my parents bought a house in the town I grew up in, which is a better air, is a nicer, it has a good reputation, even though it has its own reputation within. They were able at 25 and 29 years old to buy a house there, a family home that they built on. I'm
beyond our age.
Yeah.
And your dad's age. You know, like, that's what your dad, that's crazy to me right now.
And that's crazy. And they were able to support, I mean, they didn't have kids for a while, but they were able to support vacations and going places. My parents did a lot together, and then they were able to support kids. Like, I can't imagine my cousin's getting induced today with her second baby. And like, I can't imagine affording another anything.
Actually. Yeah, I know you don't make sense, but it's true. And that's why, like me and you, where I'm always trying to do more, be more, you know, like do what I can do to put myself in a good position going forward. And I even feel like with someone who has that head on their shoulders, I'm at a loss for what to do. So all I'm going to do is what I can do. You know, like, I'm not
catch up in ways too. We went into a field that was something else years ago, if we're being honest.
Yeah. We both work in education and nobody, you know, writes home saying that the paycheck is the best thing in the world. That's not why people do it. By any means, there's other pros to it, which is why we're in it. And that's all we can do is work. You know, me, I work the two jobs. You also were working, you know, two jobs to supplement, but trying to get to that end goal, stay positive, do what you can do. If we can't save a tremendous amount right now, then we're doing what we can. Me and you both have moved out of our parents' houses. We own, you know, our small units, but it's better than most. And I'm so glad that we were able to do that. But getting on a more positive note, because I feel like this took a little bit of a...
Well, you know what? It's positive, but it's also, I mean, it's negative, but also the positive is I feel like I could look at anyone in our generation that had any type of similar upbringing to us, that we're all kind of on the same page. Like, you don't meet many people our age that are like, oh, you're not doing this. And if they are like that, then they're little assholes, truly.
And maybe they're in a bubble because they haven't had to experience. And that's the thing too. We always talk about this, and on a bigger issue, it's like one of our hot topics, just how everyone's life is so different based on their individual factors. Do you have the support of your parents in a financial way? Because that really is the only thing at this point, unless you are one of the small percentage of people that have on their own by our age made it to what would be considered success right now, which is not even fathomable to our parents, I'm sure, relatively speaking, when they were our age. And when I think about a dollar amount for that, I'm saying like somebody who's our age that's making like close to $200,000, right? And that's such a figure I can't think about.
No.
Because I don't know that I'll ever even see it in my career, you know, just speaking honest based on the path that we chose. But I'm happy that nobody could rip the rug out from under me with the exception of my job, but I chose a pretty stable job field because I don't rely on the help of other people. So go us for doing our thing with what we got, and making it work, trying to find, we're remembering, you know, those reasons why we're doing what we're doing.
I found those reasons.
Keep thinking of those reasons. We'll find them eventually.
Oh, I don't know if this is a jam. It's a good jam. So I am a notorious nail picker, biter, finger, twitcher, twiddler. I'm doing that shit 24/7. Oh my goodness. Hold on.
Also, you're preaching to the choir because I am also a notorious nail biter, picker. Gross habit, but you know what? It's here to stay because I am 28 and it's still happening for me.
Oh, yeah. No, mine is not going anywhere. And it's honestly, it's the best way for me to deal with my anxiety. So better me do that.
Worst so option.
You know, never could handle manicure. Couldn't even handle acrylic nails. Then I did gel manicures. I was tearing that shit up. Then I was doing powder. Powder is good, but if you are not, like, there's the girls at my place that are unbelievable. There are the girls at my place that are good. You have to be unbelievable, apparently, for me to be able to keep a powder manicure on. But if I find the one lift, like, that I could pick at my nails, I pick away, and it's game over. So my nail woman, lovely nail owner, tech, a creative, amazing artist. I don't like to just say nail lady because they're much more than that. Oh my God, my
more than that. So much more than that.
So much more. She also owns a spa. She's an icon. She's a queen. She recommended something else that would stay on better. It's like, I think it's Gel X, but she was calling it hot gel. It has been like literally 2 weeks. My nails feel amazing. They look amazing. They are amazing. Nothing's ever stayed on better. And it's the best $40 I've ever spent. Also, her price is
$40.
Yeah, it's $40.
It's called, let's get this again, Hot X.
It's called, I believe it's Gel X, but she's calling it hot gel. So therefore, in my book, it's hot gel.
My book was the one answer incorrect. I just combined them both. Hot X. Everyone's got a hot X. So Gel X or hot gel. No. Yes?
Yeah.
One more time for the clarification.
I believe this is coming from the direct source. She was calling it hot gel. I believe hot gel. I believe from TikTok it is Gel X. I don't care what it is. It's on my nails. Actually, if I'm now that I'm rethinking my thoughts. So on the can itself, it said sculpting gel. So realistically, I guess that's what it's called.
But you know what? Too many names. We're gonna need to get to the bottom of this. You know I'm gonna go in there and be like, I will take one of the hot X. And they're gonna be like, hold on 1 second.
Give me the hot sculpt massage. They're gonna be like,
the hot sculpted X.
You have the hot hopscotch OPI. They're like, I need to fill everyone in on what I'm laughing about.
Please do. We need a laugh.
So my mom is out of her mind. We love her to death. I text her. She texts me back. She asked me what I'm doing today. I said, it's a beautiful day. She said, what are you doing? I said, what I was doing. I'm potting with you know who. She goes, so you're planting? I said, no, podcasting. She's like, OMG, I'm cracking up. I'm picturing you on your balcony planting some seeds. So that's fun. I guess enjoy the podcasting. So. Wait,
we never say never. We could always add a what's in the pot edition to our show. It's also important. What are we growing this week? What's in the pot? Your mom is out here just giving us ideas to expand.
I love that. We're growing up. We are growing into the best 2024 that we were meant to have. Because right. I have a new job. New doors are opening. I think that I'm making connections in life that are going to last me forever.
Oh,
and
powerful.
It is powerful.
Okay. And I think we said instead of puppy jam, now we're focusing on trip jam. No jam. We're actually not manifesting any jams.
It's not a jam.
Not a jam.
It's going to be fantastic because it is a group of just like girls that all seem to work in education or healthcare. And we just need to get the hell away. Everyone, I know like most of them, I'm going to a concert with them on Wednesday. And like, I've gone out with them enough that like, we know each other, but I think we're just there to have a good time, drink, get tan, wiggle and eat. So.
But I'm saying if when you're with people who share the same goal, it's going one way in the greatest way.
Coming. You would fit right in.
I would fit right in. Oh, I'm actually going up north. We're actually going to go to opposite coasts, north and south, that is. Because I'm going to Maine to visit my sister.
That's right.
In April for spring break. Is yours?
You live there forever.
An honest jam, you know, that we talk about a lot, or maybe not super, super often, but it's always in the back of our mind type of big deal. Right now it works because she's able to come home and make I think now it's like a 5.5-6 hour drive because she did move a little bit closer to the south of Maine, the border. So she, now she does it a decent amount. When she was single, she did it the most because she had the most time and desire to be home. When she's now in a successful relationship, she does it less. Mm-hmm. So that's good and bad because it's good that she's happy there, but also she's feeling like the burden of the drive, I think, to not desire to do it as much. So then how does that translate into being adults? Well, when she has kids and stuff, now you're talking about not being able to see the significant other, like the families, kids or whatever, not significant other. Now you're having a hard time coming home for smaller things, right? Yeah. So to think about her kids and my kids, or even just, you know, the relationships between the people that exist right now, how does that look in the future for you? Where she wants to be when she has kids? Do people mind moving away and having to deal with that? But I'm sure for her, that is a thought in her mind. Me, on the solution end of it, I would love to see her move a little bit closer. Like, you know, maybe, maybe like Pennsylvania or something that still hopefully has the aspect she likes of Maine, but just closer selfishly for me to be able to have that relationship.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's like the whole point of a family is that you get to see everyone be and do and grow. But yeah, I mean,
depends on your personality and knowing her personality, I do think that's important for her. You know her well enough.
Yeah. I mean, I'm also selfishly, I love her. I want her to be closer.
Random question, but I've been doing some research as I go. Sure. Just because this has come up a lot. Of your grandparents, who is the relationship or whom are the relationships that are still around? Like, is it any grandma, grandpa on either side? It's mom's mom.
Just Weaver.
So myself, same situation, only my mom's mom. Justin, only mom's mom. Huh. So, and I thought of you, only mom's mom. Olivia, only mom's mom.
That's so weird.
It's to me is a little bit.
The monarch stays.
But the women are absolutely destroying it. They're doing the best things ever.
She's my grandma on her last birthday. My grandma has taken, she's made of steel and iron. I don't know how she's still. She's had quite a few falls caught directly by her head the past couple of years. And she's still great. But on her birthday, she's like, really 78. Can you believe it? I look this good. I'm 78, blah, blah, blah. She's 88. When we told her, she didn't even skip a beat. She's like, oh. Like, she just jumped a whole decade. She's like, oh, all right.
And you know what? I'm at the stage, very similar story. My grandma made of, I'm going to go rock.
Yeah.
Same thing. Even just recently is She has her little neck brace on because she took a little spill. But still thriving, whatever. And the same thing with her. Like, if you ask her, she'll ask about a younger guy because she thinks, like,
yeah.
And honestly, same. Yeah. I'm like, oh, absolutely. I hope. And just tell me yes. Like, yes. Oh, actually, I think he does like you. I think you guys could be, you could do it, whatever, make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Support that person as much as you can because, right. You know, they're doing the best they can do.
They're doing the best they can do.
Love that. But okay, how do we get on that topic? Oh, my fact. So go around just if they're for the people that matter and see. I'm very curious to see the relationships that are the strongest in my lineage, which, or at least my, you know, my friend group. Definitely my mom's mom. Go grandma. Go Stella.
Oh, grandma. I love that name, Stella.
Stella and
Louise.
Louise. Stella and Louise. Ooh.
I like that. Ooh, we should open up like a show called Stella and Louise.
A feature.
That could be our, those could be our names, honestly. That could be our, you could be Stella, I could be Louise.
And then you're accidentally going to get a wheezy because I love that. Wheezy. Ooh. And our voices sound a bit wheezy.
Oh, wait a second. I'm just, you know, putting the cup and the plate down for next week, getting our little cup set for the tea.
Setting the table. We'll
let this next time. The tea and drama between Drake and Future.
Table this for next week. I don't know. I have to look into this.
Look into it. Crazy.
All right, let's see.
We have to go into our jam of our 40-hour long story that we participated in listening to.
So last jam is also our let's digest some reading. So
yes,
we have a reading jam. So this book, let me wait a minute. Got to make sure I got all the facts right. This book, wait, I'm also leaning so far back. This week's book, Pretty Things by, oh, Cooper's ears just shut.
Janelle Brown.
I liked it. I mean, I definitely liked it, but my one issue is it felt like three books in one book to me.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I heard, and I don't know, again, like full details, I heard this was maybe also a series, like a Netflix series. Let me fact check that. So I could see it being more of a series just because of how many stories developed. And
I have to say, anyone that I told I was reading this, they would correct me and they would say Pretty Little Things or Pretty Little Things. And I was like, no,
Pretty Things.
This is called Pretty Things. So I'm thinking, is there another book called Pretty Little Things?
Pretty Things Netflix. Tiny Pretty Things. Oh, you know what? It is literally not the same thing at all. The description literally says, after an attack brings down the star student at a ballet school, her replacement enters a world of lies, betrayal, and cutthroat competition.
That one's a little different.
So forget everything I said. It still remains to be true that it's a long, long book.
And I was like, what the heck is going on? Once again, unfortunately, my ADHD kicks in. You lose me for 4 seconds, you lose me for 4 hours, and I'm out.
Yeah. It became a little bit homework-esque. I hate saying that. I really don't like saying that, but.
If you want to say, I am pleased with the ending. I actually was. I feel like it had a happier ending than the last book that we read, and I appreciate that because it wasn't overall, it wasn't a really uplifting story whatsoever.
No. Left and right, we're getting more negative in the book.
This one's dying. Negative. Yeah. Doing crime. Blah, blah, blah. Like.
Pregnant with. Pregnant. Yeah, no. Definitely think, yes, like, you know, kept you interested as much as a very long book could keep you interested. Like, I got it. There was no parts where I didn't know what was going on. Wasn't that type of confusion, but it was just like, I'm looking to see how much longer I have in the book multiple times. And that's not a good sign unless I'm like, oh, I hope it'll finish. It wasn't that type of searching through the book.
No.
So let's go from this point forward.
Uh-huh.
We're not. I don't think that we should be doing that unless we have a reason to do a very long book. We'd rather do, like we said, a series. I know we've been talking about the who is that author that writes Thorns and whatever it is, Thorns and Roses or something,
like Where Are Thorns and Roses.
I would absolutely do that series, but talk about it after each book, unless we still feel like it's good to go individual books for now.
I feel like we need to do a little bit of individual.
Also, let's
what if we lose each, what if one of us loses it halfway through and we're only halfway through the series? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So Apples Never Fall, the book that I read over the summer, this is an 18-hour read.
Jeez.
Jeez. We don't have to do that one then. You just have to watch the show.
Yeah, this is about to turn into a Netflix review.
Yeah, that's what's happening. I'm looking to see at books that are similar, though. So I guess, do we want to talk about the book from beginning to end? Do we want to discuss? Do we want to?
Yeah, let's go into a little bit of a deep dive. Basically, the plot we already know of the book. What genre would you say this book falls into?
Drama?
Yeah, drama.
Mystery?
I would say, yeah, suspense. But not in like a, oh my goodness, I don't know what's going to happen. Like nothing happened in the book that threw me for a loop. I don't think. With every bit of information that came out, I wasn't surprised. When things on her mom came out, like in the safe when she found that paper.
Wasn't surprised either. No one was painted in a different picture than who they really were.
They acted as I thought they would. Even towards the end when it got more climactic with the boat scene and the weapons, I still was never like, whoa, my socks are blown off.
Yeah, and like to keep us listening for that. I mean, I guess honestly, now that I'm on Audible and I'm looking around a little bit, I'm seeing that we may be a little dramatic in the complaining about the 16 hours, because there are a couple that are 16 hours and 15 hours and 15 hours. But honestly, I can't do that again. So
no, or at least let's promise our listeners, we'll at least go back and forth. Like right now, what we need, we're going to listen to our bodies and we're going to pick a book that is appropriate and lame to get back into it. Cause I need to get back into it. I do. I love reading. I love how much reading we've done. What I don't need is reading to become something that's another thing on my to-do list.
Right.
I want to do it.
I feel like, yeah. So we're still not talking about the plot or setting or anything.
You know what? It's because we're over it. And I'm not trying to be rude. It was a good, right? Like,
I think that's okay. We could just be over this one and move on.
We can be over this. I mean, character development makes you think about, again, your different walks of life.
Right.
You know, we're very
similar theme to the last book. Like, honestly, like you couldn't really blame Vanessa entirely for who she was because of how she grew up and what she knew and what she understood and the perspective she had.
I was very interested in the brother. Benny kept me interested throughout. From start to finish, I felt like that was a nice storyline. Again, I think everything just could have been abridged and I would have felt like it was a good, again, good writing, good story idea, but it just felt to be too everyone's stories.
She's got a ton of books, but I honestly don't, that's just awful. But for now, I don't feel like reading them.
I don't think we should even do a same author. You know, if we like a book a lot, we can do a similar read, but since we're not jumping out at this, all right, let's announce book for next week. Listening to our bodies, choosing a book that is audio read, the complete 10 hours, which I think this gives us a good basis for how long a 10-hour book's going to take. Again, factoring in how much we like the book, which we're manifesting, we're going to like this book a lot.
Well, I read the first, I don't read a lot at once, but I read the first three chapters like in a night. So,
oh, wow. All right, so let's announce it.
The Last House Guest by Megan Miranda. And I have an Audible credit, so I'm also just going to get the audio because there's no way I'm going to read all of it. So I'm going to
I love it because you say this every week. You're like, and I'm just going to actually get it on Audible. Audible shout out, please sponsor our friends over here.
Yeah.
We love you.
We love you. I just want one more credit a month. I'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll accept that. Actually, that would be great. We'll work that out. Please answer our emails.
Yes.
All right, so then toast. I have a toast.
Let's hear it.
The end of award show season, the person who deserves our toast after the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was the Grammys, the last one?
I believe.
Jeez, I got to get better at this.
I believe
it was the Grammys. Well,
where was the Oscar?
Hold on. Let me fact check this. And me being wrong again.
The Oscars. I thought so. I was like, you might have right. Covered the Grammys, but let her ride with this.
Like, I don't even think we need a fact check. Fine, I'll do it. And because I'm wrong. Well, the Oscars is Vanessa Hudgens, mm-hmm. High School Musical, pregnant, looking stellar, glowing, beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And my
Okay,
question was the sheer dress, the change, right? Showed up in, I believe, black, not sheer, looked
yeah.
gorgeous.
Yes.
Changed into the sheer, looking like a goddess head to toe. But we like this. What do we think? What are your thoughts?
I love this. I feel that there's a new era of maternity that Rihanna really kind of means like headlined and got rolling for everyone that she made maternity wear sexy, and instead of wearing these, you know, cover up dresses and these things that are like cloaks, you just embrace the body that you have when you're pregnant. You look adorable and might as well rock it, and people are
And
following
feel
suit.
good.
Good.
Feel good during it. Look good.
Yeah.
Feel good is true for me. I think it's true for most, to be honest. So let's feel like we look like Vanessa Hudgens at the Oscars.
Yep.
Glowing, looking her best, doing her best. Well,
Looking
we wish her the best, and she is worthy of our cheers. So pick it up. Let's go.
Cheers.
That's the iced coffee for you. Okay. And we can't wait. Next week, Sunday spread, Easter edition.
Your edition, everyone, bring your bunny.
Bring your basket, your Easter basket, because that means this girl over here is going to be eating sweets next week. So,
oh,
yeah.
Everything.
The entire plate's going to be sweets for me, since I tried my best to limit them during Lent. So next week.
That's right. You're being such a good girl. Okay, good point.
I was doing my best. All right, next week, Sunday spread, Easter edition. We can't wait already. Woohoo!
All right.
Bye.
Bye.